Welcome back. I hope everyone has had a fabulous week. This past Friday, I got my second COVID vaccine, and Saturday, I stayed in the bed all day long. I slept till about 4 p.m., ate a little bit, watched some drag race, and just passed right back out. My body clearly was not ready for that second round of the vaccine. Either that or maybe all those shots of Fireball I had the night before. But I am vaccinated, and hopefully we can help slow the spread and kind of get things back to normal. I'm ready to get on the dance floor at the club again and just groove, honey. I miss it. This week, though, I did want to talk about a topic that I find a lot of us are struggling with, and that would be identity and pronouns. Let's dive in. Identity. It's a deep topic to cover, right? In today's world, there are so many ways one can identify, not just with gender, but in all aspects of sexuality. Today, I did want to talk a little bit about my gender identity and help educate all of us on other identities. And I do say us because I did a little bit of research for this episode, and I learned a lot more than I did when gender and identity was becoming a big topic. Things have changed, so I'm glad I educated myself. I identify as non-binary. I enjoy very much being able to present masculine, feminine, or a mix of both anytime that I choose to do so. Now, this has taken some time for me to even truly accept myself. And if I'm honest, I still think I'm working towards that acceptance. Some days I want nothing more than to throw on a smoky eye with some boy clothes, but then I think about where I am, the South. And sometimes I don't simply because I don't want to deal with any confrontation that day. I'm slowly getting over those fears, and I will quickly tell someone to mind their own business. And while I love the performance aspect of drag, it has also helped me discover that makeup is for everyone. And if I want to throw on some eyeshadow and go to the grocery store, I can, because it's what makes me happy. And who cares what anyone else has to say? Now, while that may be easier said than done in Alabama, I guess technically it can be done. The hardest part for me is trying to find a non-binary wardrobe that I like and that's also affordable. Because let me tell you, there are quite a few apparel stores I love, but my bank account does not love those stores. So if any of you have any leads on some good, affordable, non-binary apparel, I would love to hear it. While going to work dressed in pants and a button-down is cute, I think it's time for me to start spicing stuff up with my wardrobe, and I would love that. Which leads me to my next topic, how someone presents themselves. Because while I present myself as someone who wears dress pants and a button-down every day, I'm very much non-binary. While people present masculine or feminine, it's never okay to assume. Society has really screwed up our brains with this one, y'all, making gender so binary in every aspect of our lives, in clothing, with toys, hygiene products. Some of that marketing I see for men's makeup, it makes me want to vomit. It's awful. Why are men's products all these dark colors while women's products are pink and purple and light blue? Like, does the color of the shaving cream really make a difference on who buys it? Because what's inside is the same product. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Sorry, I'll get back to my point. Never assume someone's identity. I like to be safe in all aspects, and I refer to people using the they/them pronouns. unless I've been told specifically that somebody prefers a different pronoun, my default these days is they, them. Because think about it. In your eyes, that person may be assigned female at birth, but presenting very masculine with their clothing, their hairstyle, but to you, they still look like a girl. That person probably does not want she, her pronouns used. They may prefer he, him, or even they, them. Z, zim. There are all these others we can use. So we like to ask. You know what happens when you assume? It can be a difficult shift to manage, making they, them your default pronouns. But honestly, we do it all the time. They went to the grocery store. We had dinner with them last night. And honestly, the same can apply if we see someone who is assigned male at birth, but presenting very feminine. Transgender individuals do not have to fulfill the societal expectations of gender norms to be that gender. They do not have to, quote, pass and make you feel better in order to be that gender. If they're presenting female with a female name and they have told you their pronouns are she, her, and they have a little bit of facial hair, damn it, you better gender her correctly or you're just an asshole. She may have shaved that morning, but 5 o'clock shadow is a bitch, okay? And electrolysis is expensive. Transitioning from one gender to the next is not an easy, nor is it a fast process. And unless you have a lot of money, it's going to be a really slow process. So never assume. Always be respectful. I simply like to introduce myself and say, hi, I'm Kalana. My preferred pronouns are they, them. What about you? If I'm in that type of situation or setting. And this will start making things the normal thing to do. If I'm at a conference or if I'm at a party kind of meeting people and it's a little hangback type thing, I'm going to do that. At the bar, I may not ask you what your pronouns are because I'm going to default they, them for everyone. But if you want to tell me, I'm here for it. We're in a safe space. I like to ask outside of those assumed safe spaces to make people feel a little bit more at ease. Now, while I prefer they, them pronouns used for me, I'll answer to anything. I have close friends that in and out of drag call me she and Kalana, and I'm not bothered by that at all. But please know that pronouns are a very big deal for some people. Just because I don't care what pronouns you use doesn't mean someone else will not care. It is very affirming when someone gets your identity correct and when they use your preferred pronouns and when they use the name that you chose and not your dead name. We all look for a sense of belonging in this world, and when someone can affirm you in that identity, it is so very good for our mental health, y'all. The queer community should be the most understanding. We are all looking for someone to love us as we are, no matter how different that might look in society. In our world, they should always be accepted, always be embraced, always be affirmed, no matter who they are, no matter how they identify. If you are an Alphabet Mafia member and you have a problem with the T in LGBTQ, then do me a favor and find a therapist, because there's some internalized transphobia that we really need to work through. And you wouldn't have any of the rights that you have today if it weren't for transgender people of color. So learn some herstory. And I guess we'll have to talk about that soon on another podcast. When we return, though, we'll talk about some of those identities and what they mean. Stay tuned. Y'all, there were so many different gender identities. I actually ended up educating myself a little bit because there were way more than I remember from when gender started becoming a bigger topic in the world today. So I'm glad I went and, for lack of a better term, brushed up on my terminology. Some terminology that we're going to start seeing more and more today, one of them would be cisgender. People who identify with the sex or gender that they are assigned at birth. And then we have agender individuals, someone who doesn't identify with the idea or experience of gender. Some people, y'all, believe that gender is a societal construct and they don't vibe with it. Remember, we're not talking about sex, that's medical. So that can be confusing. A new one for me was demigender. Typically includes non-binary gender and uses the prefix demi to indicate the experience of having a partial identification or connection to a particular gender. Now, since this is new to me, somebody please correct me if I'm wrong, but in my brain, that says that someone who only somewhat identifies with that gender while not conforming to the entire identity, so maybe some of their mannerisms may be more effeminate or more masculine, or maybe how they carry themselves in their identity with their clothing may be more feminine or more masculine, but at the end of the day, maybe they still also identify with the assigned gender at birth. That's where I'm going with this in my head. So if I'm wrong, please correct me. Non-binary individuals are individuals who can experience gender in a variety of ways, right? Including a combination of male and female, neither male or female, or something else altogether. Some non-binary individuals, though, identify as trans while others don't. And I have to park here for a second because I've heard some chatter in our local community lately of people trying to gatekeep who can be trans and who cannot be trans, saying that non-binary individuals can't be trans. They have to pick male or female. And I just don't think that's fair to them. Who are you to gatekeep whether someone is trans or not? So let's be open to everybody and accepting and affirming of everybody. Non-binary people, some are trans, some are not. It's okay. Take a breath. Then we have gender nonconforming, used to describe people with a gender expression that is different from societal stereotypes. People of any gender can be gender nonconforming, and I think that's why we have some of these boys running around on TikTok painting their nails and wearing maid outfits. Some of them, as the youths say, a capping, but some of them are genuine. Listen, when you work with middle schoolers, you learn the lingo. They keep me young. Then we have polygender, individuals who experience all or many gender identities on the gender spectrum simultaneously or over time. Y'all remember, gender, just as with sexuality, is a spectrum. It's fluid. You can move along that spectrum as you see fit. The thing people struggle with is they think they have to find a place and park it, but you don't. Move along that spectrum as you move and change and grow in your life. That's what life is all about. Growing and changing, evolving, doing better. And I think moving along the gender spectrum and along the sexuality spectrum, that makes you evolve as a human. So go for it. Transgender describes those with the gender identity that is different from the sex they were assigned at birth, okay? So you may hear verbiage such as transitioning or body dysmorphia when a transgender individual is talking about their identity, okay? I almost didn't put this last one in here, but then I felt like it would be better to educate you than to leave you ignorant. So transsexual, This is an outdated term that should not be used unless a person specifically asked to be referred to this way. Transsexual was used in the past to describe a person who had undergone medical transitions, such as surgery or hormones, but in today's society, we don't differentiate between the two, okay? So someone can be trans and still have not gone through any medical transitioning, okay? Now, while these were all about gender identity, please know that sexual identities are different and a completely different podcast topic, right? And the topic of sex and gender, they don't necessarily go together. Sex is what the doctor wrote down on your birth certificate for medical purposes when you go to the doctor, because I don't have to get pap smears. While gender is something completely different. That's why I'm doing this podcast, y'all. There are so many aspects to the LGBTQ community that are not only confusing to us, but our allies as well. Like I said, there's a much larger list that I'm going to put in my description. So if you would like to dive deeper, please feel free to follow that link. And just know that becoming familiar with this language helps all of us be able to identify better and be an ally to those who just want to be themselves, even if that doesn't look like how society says it should look. So I asked my social medias this week, quote, what was the hardest part to accept about your queer identity, end quote. Because that's the hard part, right? Accepting who we are on the inside. Loving ourselves fully, knowing who we are as an individual, and not letting anyone shame us for that. One of my newest gal pals, Sam Starr from Birmingham, said, quote, that I will always feel ostracized by society for living in my truth. But I think that is one of the most beautiful parts of being queer. Living and thriving is a protest, end quote. And she's right. It really is, y'all. There are people that don't want you to be you because they're afraid. Honestly, they're just mad that you're free to live your authentic life while they're trapped in some sort of closet or lifestyle that they don't even want, y'all. They're doing it because it's what mommy and daddy wanted. They're doing it because society told them they needed to marry, have kids, buy a house, a white picket fence, a dog. That's why people hate the queers, because we don't care about all that shit. A few other friends had the same thought and saying, quote, being too much or being too over the top, end quote. And I wish I would have saved this TikTok that I saw the other day. It was about people shaming hyper feminine men and saying that they wish they would just tone it down and that no one wants to see all that gayness all the time. But y'all imagine for a second. If you weren't able to live your authentic self for 18, 20, 30, 40 years of your life for fear of abandonment, harassment, assault, and now you can finally be free to be who you are, don't let anyone take your gayness away from you. You be as gay as you want, baby. And if they can't handle it, that's something that they have to fix. And that's something we can apply to life in general. When people are mad at us or despise us for living in our identities, they're just mad that they can't do the same thing. Or they're mad that they're attracted to that identity and that they have been told all their life they shouldn't be. I wish so much of this toxic masculinity that is riddled throughout our society would be gone. That way, more boys would ask their girlfriends to play with their booty holes and stop trying to get me too. Another hard thing to accept in your identity is that sometimes people only want you for how you identify, if that makes sense. A friend of mine messaged all the time back and forth about how guys want to turn us into their fantasies and then get mad when we don't meet their expectations. You can't let those people get to you. They don't want you as a person. They want to fetishize you. And that's not healthy at all. Block those people and delete them from your life, because I know plenty of people who are, for lack of a better term, are tranny chasers. And those people get blocked real quick, even when they make a new account every other day. And last but not least, the hardest part to accept is that your parents might not accept you. And that's a sad, hard truth. I've cried myself to sleep many nights, just wanting nothing more than the people who gave birth to me to accept me. Parents are supposed to love you unconditionally, but if you listen to episode 1, you know the parents and I don't talk, and haven't going on for 3.5 years now. I want to say it gets better, but then Christmas happens, or Mother's Day. God, Mother's Day is the worst for me. All those emotions come flooding back. They're your parents. They raised you. There's a connection there that only you understand. But sadly, at the same time, we have to be realistic. If your family doesn't support you, they don't get to see all your success in life. Don't do them any favors by keeping them on social media. It is okay to delete toxic family members out of your life. But also, keep the supportive ones. Even if they move across the country. Cough, cough, Carolee. I love you. Anyway, we'll be right back to close. What a show today. That was a lot to unpack. I hope I helped you learn a little bit more and didn't confuse you. I hope some audience input also helped you out as well. Next week, I have a couple of ideas about what I want to talk about, but if you have any pressing issues or pressing matters of which you would like to discuss, please feel free to send me an email, kalanableu@gmail.com. Remember, BLEU, like blue cheese. And I'm always here to help, to talk. We can email back and forth, and none of it ever has to go on my podcast. I'm here to help. Until next time, love you.